Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I want to thank the members of the media for joining us this morning. This is a very special day. There will be a couple of very special announcements. I'm very pleased to be here with Jessica Croce, with Council President Darius Pridgen, with Douglas Jamal, with Economic Development Commissioner Brendan Mahaffey, and so many members of the Croce family and extended family members of Mark Croce for these very special announcements. As you can see by looking at me and Economic Development Commissioner Brendan Mahaffey, we are following the CDC guidelines. We have not gotten haircuts, and we are looking forward to phase two so that we can get our haircut. Now, the council president has told me that I can just go ahead and join him and go and Douglas and go with the good-looking bald look. So I'm contemplating that. I want everyone to know. At the State of the City address in February, I announced that Council President Pridgen and I and the members of the Common Council later in the year would be naming a portion of Genesee Street Mark Croce Way, in honor of our dear friend, the late Mark Croce, and even more important than his friendship to myself and the council president and so many others in this community, and the deep love that he had for his family, is the fact that he was an early Buffalo and downtown Buffalo booster. He invested heavily in Buffalo, employing hundreds of people in the city of Buffalo, and the Statler building that is in the foreground would not be standing today if it was not for the Herculean efforts of Mark Croce. You can clap on that. In a moment after Jessica Croce speaks, the council president and I will reveal the street sign that will change Genesee Street when this item is on the Common Council agenda at the next meeting for passage, and what the new name of a portion, just a portion, of Genesee Street will be, outside of the Statler building. Someone like me that knew Mark very well, that worked very closely with Mark, that saw Mark's unbridled passion for this community, is our council president, Darius Pridgen.
Thank you, Mayor. A few years ago, I stood up and I just found the picture on the roof of the Statler with Mark Croce. And he laid out his vision not only for the Statler, but he laid it out for the city of Buffalo. Jess, I know that Mark has been called a lot of names, but I'm not sure if he's been called this name that I really want to call him today. And that's prophetic. a prophet. I'm sure not many people said Mark Croce was a prophet. I suggest today that he was, because prophets see what can be, what could be, and then they work to get that message across. Mark Croce did it every single day to prophetically see an area that could do better, that would do better, and did not just talk about it, but he spread that message, and then he did it. So today is not a sad day. Today is a great day in that he took the Statler to where he was supposed to take it, so that then, working as a team, the next person comes along to bring that prophecy into a manifestation. Congratulations to Buffalo. Most of all, congratulations to you, to your family, to you, to your family, and the family of Western New York. Thank you, Mayor, for this time.
The extended Croce family is an extremely close and loving family. And it is said somewhere in the Bible, and I have to do this because I'm going after Bishop Council President Darius Pridgen, that a man that finds a wife finds a good thing. And Mark was fortunate. He was blessed to find an incredible partner that was with him every step of the way, in every single thing that he did, his beautiful wife, Jessica Croce.
Good morning. Sorry, I actually had to take my mask off. I'm steaming my glasses up, and I feel like I'm in a sauna. But I'm going to make this quick. I just am so grateful that Doug is taking Mark's vision with the Statler and taking it to another level. We signed papers yesterday, and Doug is going to be taking over the Statler, and we couldn't be more happy. Our brides will finally have a beautiful building to walk into, and we're coming into a beautiful partnership of Statler City, and we're coming into the new Statler that will be redone, and we couldn't be more happy and honored that Doug is going to be taking that from us. And just to have the street dedication to Mark in his name, I know I've been with him since 1999, and we've been walking through some of the properties the last few days, and just some of the things and all of the businesses and companies and restaurants and bars and visions and just everything that he has brought to Buffalo is just amazing, and it's just what a great legacy to leave. And he really had a good vision for Buffalo, and I'm just so honored that between the street and the Statler and its next steps, I just thank you, Doug, for being a big part of that. So thank you. And here's Doug Jamal.
It's a hard day, and it's an emotional day. Jessica handed me just now the original Hotel Statler key that Mark gave to her and Jessica gave to me. Jessica, the whole Croce family, the city of Buffalo, I'm honored to be here. I'm honored to be part of this wonderful community. I miss this guy. We were very much alike. We went where people don't go. When somebody says it's good, it's bad. When someone says it's bad, it's good. We always danced our own drummer. And that's what it takes to put something back together again. Both of us were Humpty Dumpty type of guys. What once were can be again. And we did it all from the heart and from the spirit. And from a divine intervention that God gives some people to just keep going no matter what is in front of you. And I don't own the Statler, and I didn't buy the Statler. I'm just a caretaker. All of us here today are just nothing more than caretakers. Do the right thing to pass it on to the next generation. And we're very fortunate that Mark had the vision to save this gem. So Jessica and the entire Croce family, to the mayor, council chair, I thank you very much for the honor to be here today and to be standing in front of here and to be the custodian, because that's all we are at the end of the day, because nothing's forever. And it really gives me great honor for my family to be here, my two boys, Norman and Matthew, so that they can carry on with the same mantra, do the right thing and the right things happen. Jessica, I didn't buy the Statler. We are the Statler. We are Buffalo. We are the Buffalo spirit. Mr. Mayor, your guidance, your leadership has done wonders. We will get by this COVID-19, and we will be bigger and better than ever before. I thank you for this very special day and the special honor to be the custodian for the Statler. Thank you very much, everybody.
Like Mark Croce, we thank Douglas Jamal for believing in Buffalo. Now at this time, I'd like to ask Jessica and Council President Darius Pridgen to come back up. We are very proud to now unveil that a small portion of Genesee Street in front of the Statler will be renamed Croce Way. We'll now open up for any questions that the members of the media have for Mr. Jamal or for Jessica Croce.
Questions?
That's always a great question. Needless to say, it sits opposite the convention center. Needless to say, Bob Knorr and Mark Croce had a vision, and Mark Croce had a vision that this should be connected to the convention center. I still believe it should be, so I think it's part of the convention center. I think the convention center could economically be modernized. I think that the Statler could serve as a masterpiece for this convention center, and they should be connected. I think that it's something that we could do fast and furious rather than a $1 billion project or a $500 million project. In these economic times, we're never going to have the money to do it. So in reality, I think it's an intricate part of the convention center. I think the Statler also absolutely would be a convention center type of a hotel. I also see and have a vision possibly of having gaming in the Statler as well, so that it becomes a beacon for downtown in this circle. That's everything is open. Like everything else, it changes. It may rain today, it may snow tomorrow, it may be sunny, it may be cloudy. So business is fluid. There is no plan. The plan is not the plan. The plan is let that building speak for itself. And, Pastor, it will show you the way. If you are good in heart and clean, it will show you what to do. You don't have to pre-rehearse it. Spirit and body. It always takes longer and always costs more. What it is. That's the business we're in. It's not a clock. People say, what do you do for a living? I said, I'm not a clock. To do it right takes time. Nothing happens. It didn't end up like this yesterday. It was years and years and years of abandonment. So it's going to take time to recitate that. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Went through the truck.
You got to come a little closer. I don't have COVID-19.
The county executive said that the convention center plans could be outside.
The preservation on the outside is going to begin very, very quickly. We're one day old. We're a few hours old at the present time. But I can assure you we're not going to leave it in that state. Nor was Mark Croce going to leave it in that state. He did begin preserving the exterior of the building.
Do any of those tax payments carry over to you with the
You know, I've got to tell you that I'm a developer. I'm a builder. You know, I don't look at different things right away. And if it's advantageous to do them, I certainly will do it. Why wouldn't I? I think I have a totally different attitude. I think bad is good, good is bad, and I'm going to go forward no matter what. That's just my DNA. So I'm not going to look in the rearview mirror. I think that we all have to have a very positive attitude. Things are going to be good, and if we keep saying things will be good, they will be good. If you keep saying things are bad, guess what? They're going to be bad. You got to talk up a little louder. Look, it's a big building, and it's going to have mixed use. It's not going to be one thing. It's not going to be strictly a hotel, nor is it going to be strictly a, it's multiple purpose. That's what I see. I don't think you can develop that building one at a time. I think you got to look at the whole. I think it's very similar to Seneca One. It's a big project, and it's a special project. It's a very important project, and it has to be handled that way. No, you don't. But she's
the plans of the rest of Mark's portfolio. I'm taking it one day at a time. My husband built an empire, and this is all new to me. So the sale of the Statler, Mark had many conversations and dinners with Doug about helping him with the Statler and bringing him in. Doug said, Mark, I love you, but I'm never going to partner up with you. And here we are. But you know what? My husband had a vision for Buffalo, and we have the Buffalo Chop House, which is doing great takeout right now. We have the Curtis Hotel that's open right now. That was funny story. 8 years ago is when Mark purchased the Statler. He actually put the Curtis Hotel on hold. And his friend Howard talked him into the Statler. Mark showed up at the auction and never intended on buying it. And so when he came home and told me that he bought the Statler, I thought it was a complete joke, because at that time we were just doing renderings and floor plans for the Curtis Hotel. So he put that on hold for about 5 years and did the Statler. He did a tremendous job on the insides, taking it a day at a time. He's a one-man show, so he did the best that he could. And he did a phenomenal job. And so after that was done, he went back to his baby, which was always his dream. And he did the Curtis Hotel. That's thriving. We're doing tremendous amount of rooms and takeout. Buffalo's going to come back. And so are all of our properties. And I'm going to take it one day at a time and just do what makes sense for Buffalo. Those were my husband's babies. And I was with them for 20 years, so those became my babies. This Statler, as you can see behind me, is going to take a lot of time, effort, and money that I don't have. And my friend Doug does. So we positioned the Statler to knowing that we always were a caretaker. And it's funny that Doug used that word, because I know that's on the record somewhere of Mark actually saying that as well. So Mark was the caretaker of the Statler, and he knew that he couldn't take that on all by himself. So as of right now, we're still going to be going through all the weddings that are on all of our books. There's not going to be any hiccups, and none of my other properties right now that are doing valuable business are at stake or anything. Sure, absolutely. We have a ton of weddings. We have a lot of bar mitzvahs. We have a lot of holiday corporations parties that are coming up, and our team has been doing a fantastic job rearranging them and answering so many brides' questions and whatnot. But as Doug and I have stated already, this is a partnership. Statler City Foods, it's still going to be in the building as he's doing some exterior work, as it would have done when Mark would have done it. So that will still be a thriving business. All the brides on the books, they're still dealing with us as Statler City. So there's no change besides that they're going to walk up to a beautiful building now.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.